just going to talk for just
a
minute.
Go ahead, man. It's all right.
I'm gone. Yeah.
January the 7th, 1990. Sitting right over there, I announced my call to preach.
Well, glory.
I can remember when Donnie and Terry got saved.
Hallelujah.
I've been here since the first one. It's been about 16 years since I stood in this pulpit.
Go ahead.
And to say the devil has fought me would be an understatement.
Go ahead, preacher. Go ahead.
But I've got a son that's been wanting me to come with him, but I did. And God began to churn my heart. And I told Kevin 11 years ago, I said, I just can't right now, but I will. God said, son, it's time.
Hey, yeah. Thank the Lord.
And I want to be as a blessing to you.
Right.
Be a help to you.
Right.
Now, I could say all kind of wonderful things about my father, and I loved him. But it ain't about him.
Right.
It's all about God.
Right.
And I appreciate what he started. But let me tell you, I appreciate 2,000 years ago what the Lord started. Let me tell you something. Had it not been for the Lord, we'd all be with our back broke going to hell. But had it not been for him, we'd all still be. But I'm glad that he come. I went on a cruise and I was standing there and I walked on one side of the boat. I'll get started here in a minute. You just got to give me a little time. Looked as far as I could see, but wasn't nothing but water. Walked around the other side, just as far as I could see, nothing but water. And I thought, what a small ant that I am. Oh, and this brash humanity that we've got, what a small person I am. But I've got a God that's still mindful of me. Ain't that wonderful? I tell you what, that ought to make you run and squall for a while. But God loved you. He didn't have to. He wasn't obligated to. Yet he came and he bore our sin. And we could go to heaven. That ought to make you run a while. Hunter, we were just broken, but through the justification of his blood, we are where we are. Thank God for that. John chapter 6, if you have your Bibles, I'll try not to preach too long. John chapter 6 and verse number 1, when you find your place, if you're able, stand in the reverence to the reading of the Word of God. You pray real hard for us. Is that after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with the disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. And when Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come unto them, and he saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Yeah. And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Ain't you glad God always knows what he's going to do?
Right.
And Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto them, there is a lad which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? You may be seated. The Lord being our helper, I want to use my imagination just for a minute. You can't find it in the Bible, but I'm going to use it. That'd be all right. I'd like to go back before that little boy left his house that day. And I'm sure his mother was just like any other mother. Honey, you be sure that you eat your lunch. And you be sure you take care of him, blah, blah, blah. But there was something about this little boy when he saw that crowd. That he just could not help but fall with them. And when he got there, he wanted to do what he could. I want to preach on, is God getting all you got? Now I want you to understand, what he got wasn't very much. But when God got done with it, it's amazing what God will do. I want you to see this. That little boy, it said, they got enough money to buy 2 pennies worth of bread, but it'll never do the trick. Let me say this, whatever God's got and God blesses, it'll go where God wants it to go. I like what Andrew, you know what? All these other disciples, Peter was talked about a lot. You talk about John a lot. You talk about a bunch of them a lot. But you know what? You never hear Andrew brought up that much. He never, but you know what? They're trying to figure out how they're going to buy enough bread. But Andrew was looking. Just see who is willing. Can I say this? God is looking to see who's willing. You know what, friend? It ain't about how much you've got. It's about what God can do with what you have. Hey, people come to church all the time, and the reason they don't worship God is because they don't think they can sing. Hey, people don't worship God because they're afraid. If they get up to testify, they'll make a mess. And people won't knock on doors because they're afraid of what might happen. But can I say, if you'd ever just let God use what you got, God will help you. I hope this helps. A lot of people absolutely just come to church and fill a pew and they've never give God what they've got. That little boy said, all I've got is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But let me tell you, the Lord began to break. And he began to bless. I believe he got them all scattered out and set down. I believe he told his disciples, you go to passing it out, and don't you worry none. We worry about stuff that we'll never be able to fix. We worry about things we'll never be able to change. And all God wants is what you have. I never will forget, I announced my call to preach. I tried to preach like Freddie Melton. I tried to preach like Bill Durham. I tried to preach like Harold Slavin. Finally, my dad got me off to the side and said, son, you preach like Peyton. And don't worry about all that other. Just get
You've not knocked on a single door.
Yeah.
You've not talked to your family.
You've not went to nobody that's laid out of church. And you walk in like a hog standing under an oak tree. Saying, well, God, why won't you bless me like you do them? I want you to understand until he gets all that you have, he will not.
Yeah.
Believe that, don't you?
Yeah.
You got to give it to him.
Yeah.
And I tell you, when you do, and there'll be surrender there. Oh, it'll change your church.
Amen.
Your parking lot won't be big enough to fit the church, much less the cars.
Yeah,
you know what'll happen? It'll change folks.
Oh, yeah.
One little boy changed 5,000
people.
You say, I just can't do it. Let me let you in on something. When I was 16 years old, God got to deal with me about preaching. And the devil said, there ain't no way, ain't nobody won't ever marry you. I've been the same woman you did 30 years. He's dead wrong. People said, everybody that you preach, everybody's wrong again. There's got to be a day in your life you give God everything you love. Now have you. Give him. Everything you've got.
Yeah.
Now come to church on Sunday morning. You act like you done God a favor.
Go ahead.
Preach!
Lord help me. We get back here on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I'll put another star in your crown on it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, he can't let you sit at his table. If you get here on Wednesday, let me tell you something. That's all good to be faithful. It's all good to do all that. But at some point, you need to give up. I'm glad you got saved. But at some point, you've got to give in to the work of God.
Amen.
Have you?
Good preacher this way.
Have you just give up? You say, God, everything of God.
That's good preacher.
God, it's yours. I'd venture to say most of us ain't.
You're right. Sure.
I love my kids, and it scares me to say, God, you're an old human
license. Oh, right. Yeah.
You say, I hate to see him kill him. I hate to see him go to hell with me.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Keep him out of the pen. Just maybe you can go find him. I can use the key to come to the Lord. How old it is that you and your wife said, God, everything we are. Discouraged, you get defeated, and you get down and out, and you get unfaithful, and you get to where you want to quit, and you want to throw your hands up, is because you just don't understand how a lot of folks can enjoy themselves like they do, and you don't feel nothing.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you why. It's because you've not given him all you are. When you give God all that you are or ever want to be, hey, you'll see some changes,
right?
It's been 10 or 15 years ago, me and him and Michonne and my wife were going somewhere, and I told him, I said, we talked about what time we got up. He wasn't going to even finish. And he said, I get up about 4, I think he said about 4:30. I said, Lord, mercy, what time do you got to be at work? He said, I'll have to be there at 7. I said, how long did it take you to get there? He told me about 30 minutes. I said, well, why in this world you get up there? And he said, because I want to spend time with the Lord.
Yeah.
Tell you something, friend. When you give yourself to God and allow God to work in your life, 12 years ago that I'd be driving the old Nida every single time the church doors was open, I'd have said, you've lost your mind, huh? God had a plan, huh? And he took me over there, huh? And God listened, huh? And I say, thank God for that. How long's it been? I'm just about done. How long's it been since you give God all you are? Let me say something. If you give God all you are, you know what might happen? You may get cancer. If you give God all you are, he may take something from you that's dear to your heart. That's the truth. If you give God all that you are, something might happen because he's trying to get you to come closer. He's trying to get you to get closer. How long has it been since you've been close to him? I don't mean this mean and don't take it that way. But it's wonderful when we get a shout holler.
Yeah.
It's wonderful when we get to enjoy the Lord.
Good preacher. Right.
But the problem is when we get to the Lord,
yep.
We're physical. And by the time Monday rolls around, the devil's already started messing with us. And by the time Wednesday comes, thank heaven for midweek service, because we need a little joke just to get us a Sunday. But if we'll ever get to the place that we give him all we are or ever hope to be, it'll not be nothing to worry about. The problem is we're listening to the wrong source way too much. I'm guilty. Are you guilty of it? You say, I want our church to be a wonderful church.
Yeah.
Well, you know who's in charge of that? You said God. Oh, yeah. You know what he uses? He uses us to make it be what he wants it to be. Right. And if you've not given it all you are ever hoped to be, it'll never amount to hell of a thing. That's for power, too. There's a lot of my churches here, and I tell them the same thing.
Right. It's right.
You know what the problem is? We all like to serve God. We're going to draw a line at the sand.
We've
got to just keep across that line. I crossed one today for me, Kevin. You know what one of my hardest things I could ever thought about doing? Was coming back and preaching in the pulpit that my dad pastored. Really hard.
Yeah.
I had a line across the sand for 16 years. I kept across that line and I just keep doing it. Where's your line at that you were on? Said, God, I'll serve you right up to this point.
That's real good preaching.
But I just can't step over.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
Me too.
I mean, I feel like it's with all my heart. I feel like there's somebody that needs to step over some lines today.
Right.
Say, God.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, God. And it ain't much, Lord, but God will give it to me.
Yeah.
I want you to help me get over some stuff. Lord, I want you to help me get over some lines. And I want you to help me serve you better.
Right.
You just can't hardly do it. Maybe somebody done you wrong, or somebody's lift a rat off your candy, or maybe you're dealing with some kind of illness, or maybe you got financial. I don't know what your problem is, but maybe it's because you drew a line in the sand and he's only getting a little bit of you instead of all of you. Let that sink in. Let me ask you a question. Does God got all of you? I know when you get saved, he cleanses us from the inside. I understand all that. But I'll just be honest, since I've been saved, I've balked a lot. And I made it to the point that God didn't have all of me. Does he got all of you? Does he got all of you? Somebody come give us a song. Be all right to give an invitation. I want to ask the church this question. Does God got all of you? Have you given what you got? I want the church to grow. I want it to do good. But it's going to take you all to give him all you got. There may be somebody here that says, preacher, I want to, but I'm afraid I can't. Try. You just got to try. If you'll try to give him all you got, I tell you, he'll give you all he's got. Boy, I tell you, the benefits is worth it. The benefits is worth it. Is there anybody here? The altar's full, and I appreciate that. But is there anybody here that needs to pray? You preacher, I want to be good for God. Give him what you got. What you got may not seem like much, but if you'll give him what you got, I tell you, he'll bless it. I went from a little old 17-year-old boy who didn't know nothing. Boy, I tried to give him all I got, and I messed that up a lot. But I want you to know, he wants to help you. How about it, church? Have you given him all? Have you given him what you got? Or are you holding back on him? I appreciate those that come to the altar. How about it? You need to pray. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just trust him. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you're going through. But if you'll just trust him, step over that line, I'm telling you, God, he'll bless you. He'll bless you. Brother Kevin, come on.
All folks is praying, doing business with God. Holy Ghost came by and spoke to you. You need to do business with him too. And I say there's a lot of folks today, we'd all be honest, there's those areas that we ain't hardly give God.
I'm gonna make it even. I'm gonna come down even a step below that. Do you want to get to a place where you can give God everything?